WCHL, time now for the clean joke of the day. I'm Rod Stutz, and she is Marissa Peterson.
Hello, I'm here.
Yeah, Marissa, I think it's time we told everybody your story. The fact that you are a survivor.
Oh, gosh.
tell everybody how you got to be on that show.
Well, in 2000, my uncle was on the first season of Survivor.
And
so
your uncle was?
Jervis Peterson.
Everybody knows Jervis.
Exactly. He did kind of make a crude comment about women being the stupidest thing on earth next to cows.
Did he say that?
Yeah,
he did. I missed that.
But guess what? He didn't get sent home for it. Somebody else who actually laughed ended up going home because he laughed at the comment. But he lasted a while. This past season that we are on, he ended up coming in third place. So we came out. We were in the Philippines this past summer shooting.
Uh-huh. So you were his partner, right?
Yes. That's how it was supposed to be. Yeah. But they revealed to everybody that the tribes are going to be split and we are playing against each other.
Oh, really?
Wow. Right.
That's terrible. But Marissa was actually on Survivor on television. How many episodes were you on?
Oh, I was about on four.
Yeah.
They got me out too early.
Yeah.
Too early. I didn't survive as long as I wanted to.
Well, you know, if you can survive around the radio station,
right,
you can survive just about anything. So maybe you should have worked here before you did Survivor.
Exactly. I would have had some different insights to take into the game, most definitely.
Probably. Different kind of survival skills required here.
Exactly.
Well, you got a good joke.
Okay, yes. A member of a diet club bemoaned her lack of willpower.
Mm-hmm.
She's made her family's favorite cake over the weekend, she explained. They'd eaten half of it. The next day, however, the uneaten half beckoned. She cut herself a slice, then another, and another. By the time she'd polished off the cake, she knew her husband would be disappointed. What did he say when he found out? One club member asked. He never found out, she said. I made another cake and ate half. That is a good solution to that problem, I do have to say.
Somehow I think she's missing the point. Hey, listen, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
You can have your cake and eat it too.
True.
Thanks a lot.
No problem.